And finally, Pope Benedict XVI marked his 100th general audience today, greeting thousands of pilgrims and faithful sheltered from the summer sun in St. Peter's Basilica and the Paul VI Audience Hall. The Holy Father continued his teachings on the early fathers of the Church and reinforced the Church's belief that scientific research respect human dignity, as Charles Collins reports.
Participants of an international meeting on stem cell research attended the Pope's weekly general audience on Wednesday. The conference, which was hosted by Rome Sapienza University, looked at alternatives to embryonic stem cell research, which destroys unborn life.
Al riguardo, la posizione della Chiesa.
Speaking in the Pope Paul VI Audience Hall, Pope Benedict said the position of the Church is clear and supported from science and reason, that scientific research is promoted and encouraged as long as it does not cause the destruction of human beings whose dignity is inviolable from the first moment of existence. The Holy Father was speaking after giving his catechesis, which was a continuation of his series on the early figures of Church history. On Wednesday, he spoke about St. Cyril of Jerusalem.
Cyril is best known for his catechesis, which reveal his orthodox doctrine and his pastoral wisdom. The catechesis prepared the catechumens of the Church of Jerusalem, first, to receive the sacraments of Christian initiation, and then, after their baptism, to understand more deeply the Church's faith as expressed in the sacred mysteries. Based on the symphonic harmony of the Old and the New Testaments, and centered on the fulfillment of the ancient prophecies of the coming of Christ, the Catechesis explains the articles of the Creed and the Lord's Prayer, the reality of baptism as an event of a spiritual rebirth, and the importance of the sacramental life and personal prayer for every Christian. Cyril's catechesis spans God's entire plan of salvation, accomplished through the work of Christ in the Church. With a rich doctrinal, moral, and mystagogical teaching, the catechesis remains a model for instruction today, leading the whole person, body, soul, and spirit to a living experience of Christ's gift of salvation.
This week's audience was the 100th general audience of Pope Benedict since he became Pope in 2005. In total, 2,180,000 people have attended. I'm Charles Collins.